Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus Delivered and Healed the Multitudes. Friends, we're reading the Bible in 1 year, and we encourage you to come along with us on this journey. We start in January and we end December 31st. And we would love for you to read the Bible with us in 1 year. You will be so excited to learn more about Jesus and the Word of God and everything. Everything you need to know is in the Word of God. Well, we're in Mark chapter 3 today. And in Mark 3, Jesus withdrew to the beach, followed by a huge crowd from all over Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, from the beyond the Jordan River, and even as far away as Tyre and Sidon. For the news about Jesus' miracles had spread far and wide, and vast numbers came to see him for themselves. He instructed his disciples to bring around a boat and to have it standing ready to rescue him in case he was crowded off the beach. For there had been many healings that day, and as a result, great numbers of sick people were crowding around him, trying to touch him. And whenever those possessed by demons caught sight of him, of Jesus, they would fall down before him, shrieking, "You are the Son of God." But he strictly warned them not to make him known. Later, Jesus selected 12 disciples to be his regular companions and commanded them to go out to preach, heal the sick, and to cast out demons. Friends, do you know that that's our job? If we know the Lord Jesus, we are to deliver, or we are to help them come to know Jesus. We are to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's what the Word of God says, that he gave us. He has entrusted us with his word. He has given us his power so we can do the works that he has already done. When did he do that? He did it on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for every single person in the world. It doesn't matter who they are, where they are, what they are. Jesus loves all the people in the world. And he wants everyone to come to know him personally as their Savior, their healer, and their deliverer. Nothing is impossible for him. I don't know one thing that he cannot do. He is God, and he come back one day, and we will see him face to face. I didn't say that. The Bible says it. The Bible says in chapter Revelation 19 that the heavens opened up. And he came forth on a white horse. That is his destiny. He has to complete his destiny like we have to complete our destiny. Are you waiting for Jesus? Matthew 4:24 says, "The report of his miracles, of Jesus' miracles, spread far beyond the borders of Galilee, so that the sick folk were soon coming to be healed from as far away as Syria. Have you heard that word, Syria? We have Assyria over there in the Middle East. And people came that far away because they heard about Jesus and how he was able to heal their illnesses and their pains. And if they were possessed by demons or were insane or paralyzed, Jesus healed them all. Amen. Praise God. Do you love Jesus today? Do you want to know this Savior, the Savior of the world, the Son of God that is coming back for you and for me and for all of us? But we have to do something before we can go and be with him. We need to come to Jesus. We need to accept him as our Lord and Savior. We have to call upon his name and trust him to do to heal the sick, to use us for his glory. If you believe what I'm telling you today, you can accept Jesus right now. Just repeat after me. Jesus, I know you are the Son of God. I know you are the healer. By faith, I believe that you are the Messiah. You are the chosen one. You are the only one who can save the human race. And Lord, I ask you to come into my life today. Forgive me for all my sins. Yes, Lord, I know that there's no sin that you cannot save us from or deliver us from. Yes, Lord, and I receive you. I ask you to forgive me, and Lord, in turn, I forgive others who have hurt me, who have used me or infiltrated my life right now. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for saving me, for healing me, for delivering me. And now you are my Savior. I put my trust in you. I know you died on the cross. I know you were resurrected on the third day. I know that you are living forevermore, and one day you will come back for me. And I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friend, if you said this prayer with me, would you let me know? I would love to know that somebody heard this message and received the message of peace and grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. And please let me know on Facebook or send me an email, Charlene_Andrews@yahoo.com. God bless.